Here's a question that's keeping a lot of bootstrap founders up at night. Your competitor just raised a Series A. They have a marketing budget you'll never match. They're running ads on every platform, sponsoring events, and building a brand at scale. How do you compete with that? The answer might surprise you. I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media, and today on the Pod Bros Playbook, we're talking about the one strategy that's letting bootstrap founders outmarket, outposition, and frankly, out-earn their VC-backed competitors without spending a dime on ads. Let's start with reality. In 2026, venture-backed startups are flooding digital ad platforms. Google, LinkedIn, Meta, they're all crowded with well-funded competitors who can afford to spend $50, $100, even $500 to acquire a single customer. For bootstrap founders, that math simply doesn't work. And here's the thing most founders miss. They think the answer is finding cheaper ad channels. Run more Meta, try TikTok, test podcast ads. But they're solving the wrong problem. You don't need cheaper ads, you need to get off the ad treadmill entirely. Here's what's actually happening among the most successful bootstrap founders right now. A 2026 report found that entrepreneurs are increasingly prioritizing organic authority over paid acquisition. Why? Because paid acquisition is an expense. Authority is an asset. Think about the difference. When you run ads, you pay for every eyeball. The moment you stop paying, the visibility stops. But when you build authority through content, through being the voice that your ideal clients actually listen to, that visibility compounds over time. It doesn't stop when the credit card charge stops. So how exactly are bootstrap founders building this kind of authority without a massive team or budget? Podcasting. Specifically, a branded podcast built around the exact problems your ideal client is trying to solve. Here's a scenario I see all the time here in Scottsdale and across the Phoenix area. Take a bootstrapped B2B founder targeting mid-market clients. Their competitor, a VC-backed firm, is running aggressive LinkedIn campaigns and sending thousands of cold emails. Our founder, instead, launches a weekly podcast where they interview industry operators, share real strategies, and become the go-to resource in their niche. Within 90 days, something interesting happens. Prospects start coming to them having already listened to a dozen episodes. They know the founder's philosophy. They trust the approach. They're not comparing prices because they already see this founder as the authority. The VC-backed competitor is buying leads. Our bootstrap founder is building believers.
And believers convert at a completely different rate. Research shows that podcast listeners spend an average of 30 to 60 minutes with a host per episode. Compare that to a social media post that gets 3 seconds of attention, or a Google ad that gets half a second of a glance. You are building a relationship at scale with the exact people you want to do business with. The data on this is compelling. By 2026, there are over 600 million podcast listeners globally, and that audience is growing specifically in the professional category. Lawyers, advisors, consultants, founders, they're all listening. The question is whether they're listening to you or to your competitor. Now, bootstrapped founders have one huge structural advantage over their funded counterparts. They're not accountable to a board timeline. They can play the long game. And content marketing, specifically podcasting, is one of the highest ROI strategies available to anyone willing to be patient and consistent. Here's the math that changes how founders think about this. 1 hour of podcast recording, done right, produces 4 to 6 episodes. Each episode generates show notes, a blog post, social clips, and email content. That's 30 to 40 pieces of content from a single afternoon. Arizona entrepreneurs I work with here in the Scottsdale studio have gone from invisible to inbound in under 6 months using exactly this playbook. The founders winning right now aren't the ones with the biggest ad budgets. They're the ones with the strongest voices. Now here's where Pod Bros Media comes in. We work with founders and professional service businesses right here in Scottsdale and across Arizona who want to build this kind of authority without adding another full-time job to their plate. Because here's the reality. Most founders who try to start a podcast get 3 episodes in and quit. Not because they lack ideas, because they lack a system. We've built that system. We handle everything from concept and scripting to recording, editing, distribution, and repurposing. You show up, you talk, we handle the rest.
One session per month turns into 4 podcast episodes, a month of social content, blog posts, and email sequences. That's the content multiplication effect that lets bootstrapped founders look like they have a full media team, even when they're a company of 5. If you're a founder who's tired of watching funded competitors buy the attention you deserve to earn, I want to talk to you. Head to podbrosmedia.com/free-session to book a free strategy session. We'll map out exactly what a branded podcast could look like for your business, your industry, and your goals. No pressure, no pitch, just a real conversation. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook. Build something worth talking about.